I'm glad you tuned back in today. David was a great songwriter, and I believe that this song here that he wrote, that we call the 23rd song, one of his best. In fact, I would say this would be number one. I have gotten down to verse 3, where David says, "He restoreth my soul." Don't we all need restoration at times? Even though he is my shepherd, and even though he provides everything I need to live a victorious life, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We are hard-headed, and sometimes we're hard-hearted. Sometimes we feel that, hey, God, I've got this, when we feel like we have arrived. That is usually the exact time in which we find ourselves cast down, just as the sheep, when he wanders out on his own, seeking his own grazing land and seeking his own place of rest. It's there by himself that he finds himself in a cast position. But what would cause a sheep to be cast? What would cause him to get down to the point that he could not lift himself up on his feet again? Because of the sheep looking for a soft spot to lie in, very often become cast. In such a situation, it's so easy to roll over on their backs. In the Christian life, there is a great danger in always looking for the easy place, the cozy corner, the comfortable position, where there is no hardship, no demand upon self-discipline. If I am not willing to forego the soft life, the easy way, then God, the good shepherd, may very well move me to a pasture where things are not quite so comfortable. And then there's another aspect of the sheep having too much wool. Oftentimes the fleece becomes long and heavily matted with mud, manure, burrs and debris, literally weighted down with its own wool. Paul warned us of this. He says to cast aside every weight and that sin which so easily besets us. I have found that it is when I have too much fleece. It gets matted in the mud. It gets weighted down with the burrs and filled with ticks that would suck the life out of me. Here is where I find the clinging accumulation of things, of possessions, of worldly ideas, and they all begin to weigh me down, to drag me under. Whenever a shepherd finds a sheep being cast down because it had too long and too heavy a fleece, they will call the shearers in. And they will shear that sheep of all of that excess. It's not pleasant. Sheep do not like to be sheared. But when it's all over, both the sheep and the shepherd are relieved. In like manner, our Heavenly Father deals with our old self life. When he takes that sharp cutting edge of his word to our lives, it may be unpleasant. But what a relief it is when it's all over. Oh, to know the pleasure of being set free from our own selves. What a restoration. I'd like to mention one last thing that I have on my list that would cause the sheep not be able to get back on their feet again. And it is that they are just simply too fat. Their weight simply makes it so much harder for them to be agile and nimble on their feet. Turning to the Christian life, we are confronted with the very same problem. When I see a man or a woman who, because they have done well in business or in their careers, and they feel that they are flourishing, and they think that now I have arrived, they may have a sense of well-being and self-assurance. Often, when we are most sure of ourselves, we are most likely to fall flat on our faces. In his warning to the church, Jesus points out that some consider themselves rich and have need of nothing, when in actuality, Jesus told them that they were poor, naked, and even wretched. The same point that Jesus made in his account of the wealthy farmer who had intended on building bigger barns, tearing down his old barns and building bigger ones. He felt that he had arrived. He was at a place where he could take his ease. Material success is no measure of spiritual wealth. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, we read how God chooses to discipline those that he loves. And afterward, it produces a life free from the frets and frustrations of being cast down like the helpless sheep. In the Old Testament, God warned Israel against becoming fat and full and having plenty. He says, when you're full, you're going to forget me. When you've got plenty, your crops are prospering, your barns are full, you've got the fatted calf in the stall, you'll forget me. Let us not forget him. No matter how much God blesses us and we prosper, let us in humility recognize that we are still his sheep and he is still the shepherd.